Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Nun Hei, mitzvah 255, the Isser of Ov. The first of the Isser of Ov, as we will see, says the Torah, right after what we read yesterday, Perak Yitas Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Al Tifnu El Ha'ovos Ve'El Ha'Yidonim. Do not turn to the Ovos and the Yidonim. Al Tivakshu L'Tamavahem. Do not seek them out to become impurified. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. So what's an Ov, today's mitzvah, and what's a Yidoni, which is the next mitzvah? What is Ov? Rashi says, Azhara l'Bal Ov Yidoni, Bal Ov, what's a Bal Ov? Says the Medrash and the Gemara, Zepitzom Hamidaber Mishichyo, someone who tries to create voices out of their armpit. V'Yidoni, Shamachnis doesn't mean just a sound, it means voices and asking questions and trying to get answers. That we'll get to that next time. You do is when you stick a bone in your mouth and it starts talking. But turning to these types of forces, other than turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Isser. So this obviously relates to the Isserim we had last week of Ma'onin and Mechashiv are also looking for different signs and sources relating to what I should pattern my behavior after. We said specific external signs and times and sleight of hand. That's what we spoke about Ma'onin and Mechashiv. But today's Isser is trying to look for a force, going to somebody who's a professional Ba'al Ov, or Ba'alat Ov, as we'll see. And the Torah continues and says, Al Tivakshu Lios, do not seek them out. What is Al Tivakshu Lutamavam? Unusual for the Torah to tell us. Don't just do Al Tivnu, don't turn to them, and Al Tivakshu. What's the emphasis of Al Tivakshu? Well, we'll see in a second. Let's just read the first sentence of the Chinuch, just to get it on record. Shalolasos Masa Ov. Shalolasos Masa Ov. Velo Nifna Acharav. Not to turn after them. Klomar Shalol Nishalbo. Not to go ask them for advice. Shinema Al Tifnu El Ha'avos. There are certain structures which HaKadosh Baruch Hu already built in for you to speak to Him, capital H. For example, Urim V'tumim. For example, davening. Davening is not a monologue. It's a dialogue. We just have to realize, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody might be listening, but not always, if somebody's in the conversation, do they say something. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. The Urim V'tumim, He gave answers to the king, to the Kohen Gadol. But other than that, everything is usser. So, turning to someone else is this Isser of Al Tifnu El Ha'ovos. What is the extra phrase of Al Tivakshu? So Rashi says, Lihios Asukim Bam. Don't be involved in them. Shim ta'asku bam atem metamim lefanai va'ani metayiv etchem. Because if you're involved in such behavior, you become impure in front of me, and I hate that. Ani metayiv etchem, ani Hashem Elokeichem. And I am Hashem. What is that emphasizing? De'u et mi atem machlifin b'mi. Look who you are substituting for. I'm God, and you are going to Ov. So Rashi says it is very inappropriate. That's Al Ta'asku, don't be involved in it. If you look in the Svarno says, Al Tivakshu Litama. Don't be involved in it to make yourself impure. But what if I want to just be osik in it in order to know how to deal with them? Like we know Beis Din was an expert in many Averis and in many Avodah Zarahs, because they had to know exactly how to judge and deal with these cases. So that's what the Sfarno here says as well. Al tivakshu l'tameh bahem. Al tivakshu otam kidei lehitameh bahem. Don't, your goal shouldn't be l'tameh bahem. Aval tivakshu l'das tivam l'horos. But you're allowed to know in order to paskin. L'tameh malasos al tilameh l'havin l'horos. As it says, dama shetashav l'apikaris. We have to know how to answer. But that is Rashi and that is the Sfarno. If you look in the Nitziv has an added point. Al tivakshu l'tameh bahem. He says, one shouldn't make, besides the separate Isser of Al Tivakshu, don't go Al Tifne, but Al Tivakshu means don't make it your Parnasa. A separate Isser. Hayinu Misharosa Leo Shoel Ba'ov Yisrael Ba'ov Kochavim Ve'in Kol Adam Musukalim Lakach Elam Yishim Hu Meshuka Be'inyan Zeh Ve'nikra Ba'al O Ba'alas Ov U'mishetzarach L'daber Ba'ilav. He's a professional. U'mishalim Lo Avar Esek HaShe'ila Ve'siratar Al Tavakshu Lo Tamo Bahem K'dil Es Asik Bazel HaPanasasa. We can't go to any other source. So again, does this mean now that I go to a Chacham, a Kabbalist, to tell you the future, to tell you what to do? So if a Kabbalist about Chacham, I'm not saying yes or no here, but I'm just saying if one is rooted in Torah and you're at Shemayim and Mitzvos, that's not this. Right? That's if somebody is not rooted in Torah and mitzvot, so then one has to worry. But if one is rooted in Torah and mitzvot, then he's it's like going to a chacham, going to a Talmud chacham to give one advice. So this iser is relating to outside the fold, outside the realm of what one is allowed to do, going to a different power. V'ha'inyanhu, what is the iser? What exactly happens? Shemaktirin ketores yadua, v'osin ma'isim yiduim. There are certain actions that are performed, certain types of ketores, incense that is burned, uba'osim ha'inyanim, and through the incense, and through the actions, yidamela adam. It will appear, the professional, the ba'was ov, will do all of these voodoo, and incense, and smoke, and it'll make it look like they are talking and bringing up spirits that are speaking from their armpit. Yidamem, this was a common practice in centuries earlier. Yidamem la adam sheyishma dibur mitoch hashechi sheyana lo b'may sheyishal. That'll be the answer. V'zeo min echan mimina. It's just one type. But any other type of this type of behavior would be included. The Torah just emphasizes ov, but anything would be included. V'lashon sifra, ov zepitom hamedaber mi shichyo. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Parsha Shoftim, there are connected averis. There are two ov averis. This is one, reish nun hey, not to do the ma'isa ov. This iser is, even though it says al tifnu el ha'ovos, the Chinuch counts this iser as performing ov. Over there, it said there's a separate iser, lo yimatze b'cha v'shol ov, the Chinuch counts in Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel, mitzvah 513, shalo nish'al ba'al ov sheyodienu davar, a separate iser for the answerer or the questioner. Two separate isurim. Vinyan kishav azeu sheish b'yadam sheosim machashevos shemal pisom shumalas hameis mibein shichyo v'shomeh hashom and hameis shuva, getting the spirit of a dead person from the arpit. But either way, that's a separate isur. Today's isur is Baal Ov and Tavkut Yud Gimel is Ov. Or next tomorrow's mitzvah, the next mitzvah, not to do maisa yidoni, tafkuf yidalid, not shalosh lishol be yidoni. There's a separate issue there, tafkuf tezvav, ishol lidro shalamesim, not to try to speak to the dead. So it could be, when somebody is involved in any of these actions, they're following a couple of others. If they're trying to bring the dead up through the one of these actions, through the armpit, they could violate dorash shalamesim, they could violate ov, yidoni. These are all these surim that are similar that we have to stay away from. Two other points. Number one is a drush. The Yad Torah, he quotes from one of the Mar in the Beis Yisrael. He quotes, he was Ragil Omar, Al Tifnu El Ha'ovos for El Ha'yidonim, Al Derab Drush. Don't turn El Ha'ovos to those who have great yichus. Oh, who am I? He has avos. He has parents and grandparents. Al tifnu. Don't turn to them and have yeyush. The el hayidonim, or the ones who have yeda, the ones who have knowledge. You think he's an unbelievable chacham. You need to think he has tremendous brains. His IQ is unbelievable. So what am I? I'm not like him. Al tifnu al avos. Don't. It's about what we do with the kochas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Doesn't matter what your fathers did, right? Al taksu tovel asmachikilakachlu. Right. Don't you can't rely on what go to the coattails of your father. The phrase in Pirkei Avos says, right? And don't worry about the Yedonim. Why? Because right, it's not gonna last. You have to have Ma'isa Ruben Michachmaso v'chulu v'chulu. It says the Beis Yisrael quoted here in the Agul Torah. Al tifnu la'avos v'la'yedonim. Number one. Number two. The other point. Beautiful thought from Rav Hirsch. Rav Hirsch says you have to look in the next mitzvah. The next mitzvah after Oven Yedoni is Mipnei Seva Takum, which we will get to. And that is standing for an elderly person, standing for a chacham. But says Rav Hirsch, that's the opposite. The opposite of al tifnu el ha'ovos el ha'yidonim is mipnei seva takum. That's a good source to go to. Says Rav Hirsch, for mipnei seva takum is again the complete positive opposite to al tifnu el ha'ovos. It's attained. Is attained by the life spent in faithfulness to duty, as well as for zikna, for maturity of wisdom which has been obtained by the study of Torah. Experience, natural common sense, human knowledge gained and matured by the repeated events of life and nature and wisdom. A true estimation of life and nature regarding them as coming from God, as designed by a purpose by God and having meaning for our mission in life, that's to be honored. You go to a seva, a zakein, misha kana chachma, those are the sources that we could turn to, not to the ov and yidonim, which are all false, sheker v'chazav. So that's Rav Hirsch paralleling it to the next mitzvahs that we will deal with. Okay, we continue. Says the Chinuch Misharshi Mitzvazu, what's behind this iser? Masha kasavnu. By the way, I forgot to mention, in Os Aleph, the Menchas discusses which of the mitzvos We mentioned that according to the Chinuch, this mitzvah is the Isser of the performer, the answerer, the Baal Ov, or the Baalas Ov. And the one in Shoftim is the Isser for the questioner. But says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, it's not 100% clear that that is the Isser, because the Isser over there is formulated as Lo Yimatzei Becha, which could be, you shouldn't be found in you. It sounds like maybe that's the source. And here it says, Al Tifnu, don't turn to them. So you might have said just the opposite. Here is referring to the questioner, and later on is referring to the answerer. So he says, excuse me, a machlokas, look at Rashi, Tosus, the Chinuch, the Rambam. Nafkamina would be, as he always loves to mention, Hasra'a. According to Rashi and Shmuel Tafchaf, which says you have to mention the pasuk when you give hasra, it's a big nafkamina. Which pasuk do you have to mention if somebody is going to ask a Baal Ov something? If somebody is going to get, if the Baal Ov is giving an answer? So that is all the discussion in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph. Okay, we continue. Mishashi mitzvah zu, the shorah slash cover behind this mitzvah. Masha kasavna b'isser menachesh. This connects to the isser of menachesh, as we had earlier, a couple of mitzvahs ago, six mitzvahs ago. Umikivan shekol elu hahavalim, garmin lo la'adam lahaniach dato emes ha'ikaris. All of this nonsense causes a person to leave the true das, the emunas Hashem, the yifana achara hevel, to turn after the hevel and the nonsense, the yachshov, and to think, ki kol asher yikrehu yihyeh alav derech mikre. And a person thinks that everything is coincidence, nothing's coming directly from God, and if I want an answer, I'll go to this guy who does magic, v'sheyeh biyado, and I think it's in his power, lehitiv la'atzmo, ula salik me'alav kol nezak, ba'osan she'elos, I can try to get out of it by going to one of these sources, v'osan tachpilo she'yaseh, v'koz einenu shavelo, it's all worthless, ki ha'kol nigza meis adon ha'olam, it's nonsense, it's worthless, and therefore you're wasting your time, and it's aser, all of that together. And therefore, what are we doing? Well, if he maisa hakosher o achita sher yaseh ha'adam, yischachol of maisim and tov ramra. It depends on actions. Mitzvahs and averos. That's what determines our life. Kamosha kasuv, ki poel adam yishalem lo, as it says in Eov. The actions of a person, that's what will pay him, and what will bring gemul for him. The alzer roi lo la'adam lahashkin machshavosav. We should place our actions, ulachavin kol drachav, and put all of our abimachavein, direct all of our ways to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. V'zui machshavas kalalim b'nei Yisrael hatovim. This is the machshava of all good Jews. That is the chinuch. V'yoshi ish b'inyin zeh shalov yidoni tzad avodah zara. There's also a tzad avodah zara here that is discussed. That is related, obviously, because if you're not going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like Avodah Zarah. So it's part of the Avodah Zarah world, but it's its own Isser as well. The Minchas Chinuch and Osei discusses, it's not really Avodah Zarah, because then it would be Usser even for Bnei Noach, and I don't think it's Usser for Bnei Noach to go to an Ov, that's what the Minchas Chinuch says in Osei. Because Makom Eina Bechal Avodah Zarah, the Ben Noach, Vale Eina Mitzuvah, Lididon, the Parches Kishav Eina Mutzar Ben Noach. But it smacks of Avodah Zarah. The Chinuch here mentions that it's nonsense and it's foolish and they have no power. So this is really a machlokas rishonim. Whether all of these averos, Ov, Yidoni, Kishuv, is there something there and that's why we try to stay away from the dark side? Like the Chinuch mentioned by Mechashei Falo Sachaya, the Israel Mishpatim, he did say there are forces and we shouldn't mess with those forces and we shouldn't try to conjure up. Here the Chinuch has a different approach. When it comes to Ov, he says it's nonsense, it's meaningless. So if you look in the Ibn Ezra right here, he quotes both deis. The Ibn Ezra says, the Reike Moach, those who are empty of a brain, the Reike Moach Amru, Lulei Shahaovos Emes, Gamkein Derech HaKishuv Vosom HaKasuv. If they wouldn't be, if this wouldn't be serious, then why would the Torah answer it? So those are Reike Moach, says the Chinuch. V'yanu yomer hefech divrei. You're allowed to insult an apikaris. Yes, he's saying, well, it's not even though he's careful with his words, but somebody who believes in that, he calls empty of a brain. V'yanu yomer hefech divrei. The Ebenezer says, no way. Ki akasav lo asur ha'emes rak ha'sheker. The pasuk had asur sheker. What are you doing? It's sheker and it's asur. V'ha'eid ha'elilim v'ha'psilim. What's my witness? What? Lo yeh l'cha lohem acherim aponai? What, there's something to other gods? Chas v'shalom. But what is it? It's saying that it's sheker v'chazav and it's asur. So that's the greater Avodah Zarah itself. There's no such other powers. I would prove it to you, but I'm not even going to waste my breath, says the Ibn Ezra, that what they do is nonsense. So that's the Ibn Ezra, the two deis right here. But this is really, Ibn Ezra didn't make this famous, even though those two deis should be more famous. We're trying to make it famous right now, putting it out there. But this is known as the Machlokes, the Rambam in the Gra. That's what it's quoted. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, halacha yud aleph. The Rambam says, "Mish based on the Gemara, mishin ashacho akravo nachash. If somebody is bitten by a snake or a scorpion, chas v'shalom, mutter lilchosha makam adashicha. One is allowed to say an incantation to do a lechisha on the place of the bite. Right, a lechisha. V'yafilu b'shabbos." Even on Shabbos, you could do it. Aye, there's an isser of refu on Shabbos. There's an isser of talking sicha betela on Shabbos. Says the Rambam, you're allowed to do it kedei liyashiv daito lachazik libo, to give him strength, to give him chizik, that he knows you're trying to do the best you can for him. And here's the Rambam's line: af al pi she'ein hadavar moil klum. Even though what you're doing is meaningless, but the guy thinks what you're doing is meaningful. So in order to keep him calm, he's in a dangerous state, so we would allow it on Shabbos, even though the Isser being violated, Agos Maimonides points out here, is She'elas Sichas Chuvan on Shabbos, still, Hola Mesukanu, Hitimer Lo Kadesh Lo Titarev Dai To Olav. That exact Lashon is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradei Akufayin Tess, quotes this exact Lashon, Mishinu Shachu Akra Mutu Lo Chash Olav, Afilu B'Shabbos, V'Afal Pi She'en Adoramo Klum, Hola Mesukanu, Hitimer Kadesh Lo Titarev Dai To Olav. So that is the Rambam. The Rambam says this about many of these Averos, if not all of these Averos, being Lohe Shalamaka, and Dore Shalamesim, and Chover Chaver, and Ov, and Yedoni, all the Averos. The Rambam says it's foolish, meaningless nonsense. And why is it Aser? Because it's Aser, even if it's Sheker, like that day up that the Eben Ezra said. And the Vilna Gaon is very upset about this. The Vilna Gaon quotes right there in Kufayin Tes Yud Gimel. He quotes, this is the Lashon of the Rambam, Aval Kal Habayim Achrav Chalko Acharav. This is very unusual for the Gra to be verbose. Usually the Gra just quotes a couple of Rashi Tavis in his Bi'er HaGra, and that's it. And he'll quote you a Gemara. Here the Gra goes, it's like four lines, which is like the longest Bi'er HaGra. Not the longest, but a long one. What are you? There are a lot of incantations. Just read the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you get bitten by this, say this. And if you feel like Shadim are attacking you, say this. And, right? And even today, people say, oh, if you see a dog walking down the street, just say, right? The Rambam would say, what are you talking about? He would even give you a smack if you said that. You see a dog walking down the street. What are you doing? Right? So the Gemara says, what are you, the Gemara is full of it. The who, says the Gemara, nimshach achar ha-philosophy. He was pulled after his philosophical intellectual bent. Lachain kasav shehakshafim v'shemos v'lachashim v'shedim v'kamios hakol shaker. They already bopped him over the head. There are many stories that he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Tayalav, Chulun Kofei, Sanhedrin, all of them. Right, he quotes the Amoram create used Shem Hashem to create an animal, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin where they created a golem. Okay, v'yatara heida v'yu taninim, and look at the Zohar v'chein kamin barim mekamos v'lachashim rabo milasaper v'ha-philosophy hitaso berov lecha l'farish ha-gemara hakol b'derech halitzi. The Rambam must interpret all these Gemaras as metaphorically. And the Gra says that's wrong. Here's the Harif line. Lo pnimius shall bali ha philosophy, shame chitsonius. Ella shall bali ha emes. And I don't mean philosophical pnimius, because that's chitsonius. I mean emes pnimius. That's the Gra. Famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Gra, but it's right here, 2 days in the Eben Ezra. There's an Emes Liakov, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Parshas Va'era, that we've quoted various times in the past, that suggests maybe the Rambam only meant it in his time, and he would agree, Bizmana Gemara, that there were Shadim, and there were Lachashim, and there were earlier. Because as Rabbi Yaakov says, Hashem always levels the playing field. So in a time period like the Gemara, where there were baskols, and there was tremendous koach atara, and there was a koach of tchias ha-mesim, and, you know, after Purim morning, when one of them Amoram killed the other one, they brought him back alive. So if there's such koach atara, and koach positive, so then there's got to be negative, because Hashem always gives a level playing field, in terms of b'chir chashis, and the like. But after the Gemara, Bizman HaRishonim, where the Rambam is writing, there's no more baskols. There's no more of that. So therefore, there are no more Shaitim. And therefore, the Rambam would agree earlier, so he can take the Gemaras literally, but not later. Okay, so that is the story of the Rambam and the Gra, really 2 days in the Eben Ezra right here. Prati HaMitzvah Perek Shri Misanhedrin, you want to know other Pratim, look in Sanhedrin. V'no heges b'chol makum v'chol zman, this mitzvah applies always, b'zacharim u'b'nekevis, males and females. V'over aleha, v'ayz asa maisa ha'ov b'mezid v'edim, if somebody violates and performs a maisa ha'ov with witnesses being warned, niskal hi ischayev skila. V'imein edem asra b'kareis, if there are no witnesses, or edem, then he gets kareis, b'shogei maybe chatas kavua, this is one of the karbonas chatas. V'hanisha ben balav, if you go ask, that's an isadaraisa. But you don't get, that's not kareis or skila. Only the one who performs it is chayiv skila. V'im kivin maisa v'asa k'ma'amar moke. If you just ask, then it's a lav shema maisa. It's an isser without malchus. If you base your actions based on what is told to you, so then that is also malchus, because then it is related, maisa related. Just one final point, and that is someone in Tanakh who seems to have violated this isser of Ov, and that of course is Shaul HaMelech. In the end of Shmuel Aleph, we have the tragic story of Shaul, after spending prakim and prakim trying to assassinate David and find David and massacring whole communities because he thought David might be there, Ushmuel may Shmuel died and all the Amus maspid him. The Shaul, and ironically, the parak starts off, the Shaul heisir ha'avos ves ha'yudonim me'ha'aretz. Shaul removed all the ovos and the yudonim from the aretz. Because Baruch Hu told him, so he had to get rid of all of them. And what happens? The plishtim start gathering, and Shaul gets cold feet. Vayachanu ba'gilboa. Right, just about an hour and a half from here, exactly where they encamped. Vayar Shaul as ha'machane plishtim. Shaul saw the machane. Vayiri was scared. Vayachal libo ma'od. Vayishal Shaul b'Hashem v'lo'anau Hashem. Shaul goes through the Ur v'Tumim, and he tries. Shem's quiet, right, after what he did to the city of Nov. Vayomer Shaul avadav bakshuli eishes balas ov. Go find me one. I know I killed all of them. There must be one that I didn't get. I need her. Find me a balas ov. Today's mitzvah. Ve'elcha eleha ve'edrish aba v'yomer avadav elav hine eishes balas ov be'endor. There's the witch of Endor. Vayischapes Shaul. Shaul goes. He gets dressed up so nobody recognizes him. And he says, Vayomer, Ksami na li ba'ov. Vahali li es asher omar elayach. So it's a combination of Dorei shel amesim and Ov. Vatamar ha'ish elav. Hine ati adate es asher asa Shaul. Shaul says, you can't do this. What are you asking me for? What are you asking me? Shaul's going to kill me. Shaul swears. Vayishav ala Shaul ba'ashem leimar chay Hashem. I swear nothing's going to happen to you. Vatamar ha'isha. Who should I bring up? Shaul says, Shmuel, bring me up Shmuel. Vatirisa Shmuel, she brought him up, and of course she screams, because Shmuel came up straight and not upside down, like he usually came up. He came up straight for Kavod Malchus, and she realizes that it's Shaul HaMelech standing in front of her. Lamari misani biata Shaul, vayomar HaMelech, don't worry about it. And then of course Shmuel gets mad at Shaul and says, why are you bringing me up? You're going to die, and there's no coming back, and this is what your fate is. And at the end, Shaul seems to do tshuva, Vatagesh v'chulu, not going to do any more. But anyway, he goes to the Balasov. Balasov, Chazal don't defend it. He violated it towards the end of his life. But he seems to have done tshuva afterwards. But that was both the words used in Tanakh. Balasov. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. You can look at the Mefarshim that they talk about how Shaul could do it. There are Dak and other Achronim on Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf Ches. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll continue with Yid Oni.